We got to the Mishnah. This meeting is only this week, right?
No, let's continue it.
You'd like to continue it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you want to continue it, I can give you three people every night.
So I can live with that.
You live with that? Okay. No, it's good. No, either of it's better for us if there's a minute here.
Yeah.
Mayim Shiva. This Ramayim is 7 days. Ketzad, how do you do it? Tochel Shel Zav used to have a golden cup, Machzeka Shlosh Lugim, which would hold 3 lug of water. Ramayim Mishloach, they would fill up from the Shiloach. Yilash Ramayim, they came to the water gate, the original water gate. Tochel Veria Tochel, they blew shofar. Olav Akavis, he went on the ramp upon his small, one of the rare times you could actually go up and turn to the left as opposed to the right. There were 2 silver buckets there at the bottom of each one of which was a drainage hole. Rabbi Yudah Meshul Sido, they were plaster, they looked blackish, meaning silverish, in the ayin because of the wine which went down them. When covering, they had holes, like 2 nostrils. Achas moving, one was thicker, Achas medak, and one was thinner. They should claim so wine and water poured down would leave simultaneously the drainage area. Maravi, the west one was Shemayim of water. Umizrach, in the east one was Shalyan of wine. Ir Shemayim Tzok Shalyan. If you mixed up the holes and put the water in the wine, or Shalyan Zalamayim, or vice versa, Yotzer Yotzer. Even though made me loke, it was only 1 loke, not 3, or Menasech, and was called Shmona. It was all 8 days, even in Shmini Atzeres. Umenasech, and to the person who libated, Omrim lo, they would say, Hagvis Yodecha, lift up your hands. Shapa Machas Nisech al Raglov, once he spilled on his feet, Rogmu kol Ambes Rogim, and they all stone him, but there's Rogim. Okay? Is there a minion?
Yeah.
Waiting for Mr. Brook?
Right now?
Okay.
Is that a good moment for you?
With the Gemara. So we say in the Mishnah that they blew shofar. Why they blew shofar? So Rav Yisrael Chinek there says, Pumbi Badover. Pumbi is the Yerushalmi speak for Pumbi, with the bays, and it means they wanted to make a public spectacle. Yisrael Chinek B'Shem Rav Menachem Yud Payo said, the Rabbi Kiva, now I'm going to learn this like the Pnei Moshe does, although there aren't other interpretations. Our Mishnah, which holds you 3 lug for Nisuch HaMayim, is our Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva, my Nisuch HaMayim is Val Torah. He holds Nisuch HaMayim is explicit in the Torah. Now, the other opinions hold, as we will see, that's Aloch Lamosh Misinai. Rabbi Kiva holds Nisuch HaMayim is actually in the Torah because of the discrepancies in the letters in Niskehem, Nisachea, and Mishpotam. There's an extra Mem, an extra Yod, and another extra Mem. So, you're welcome to join us, Mr. Berenson.
So you hear the Daf Yomi?
It's Yerushalmi.
Huh?
Yerushalmi.
Sukkah, huh?
Yerushalmi Sukkah.
Oh, Yerushalmi.
So we might think we're going to learn from now on in the Beis Tefillah, so you can join us.
What'd you say?
I think for now we're going to learn in Beis Tefillah. Every night after Marv. Okay. Should I get you a Gemara? There's a spare Yerushalmi here.
What?
Did I get you a Gemara? So the Yerushalmi says, the Rabbi Kiva, we know, holds that Nisuch HaMayim is not just the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but it's actually explicit in Torah because of the Mem Yud Mem. So that's in the extra letters at the end of the various different Karbonos, the Parshas Pinchas. So that's why it's 3 lug. Corresponding to the Mem, Yud Mem, 3 letters, 3 lug. Okay? That's how we learn it out.
But you know, Rabbi Kiva, there, it's a series of things. It's not just Nisuch HaMayim, he says. It's, you know, a few other things, I think, at the same time. I forgot where.
That they're all Dvar Torah?
Yeah, that, you know, Gemara says these are Halach Moshe Misinai, and he jumps in and says, no, there's a pasuk or something.
That's interesting. I don't remember it.
Think it up.
That would be interesting. So Talmudim learned over there. Blezer mer afa manasech mayim bechag bechutz chayev. If you pour water outside the Beis Hamikdash on Yontif on Sukkos, you do nusach mayim outside Beis Hamikdash chayev. Now, this is allegedly a Bavli, but I forgot it. And since Vachim.
Maybe water.
The Gemara is going to discuss that. The Gemara is going to discuss that. We're going to come. We're going to discuss that. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kol Shitas Rabbi Lezer Kashitas Rabbi Kiva Rabo. This is like that which Rabbi Lezer said that you're chayiv if you libate water outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's obviously going to be Kiva Rabbi. Kamod Rabbi Kiva Mar Nisuch Hamayim Dvar Toira. Just like Rabbi Kiva says that Nisuch Hamayim is Dor Raisa. Rabbi Lezer Mar Nisuch Hamayim Dvar Toira. So to Rabbi Lezer holds Dor Raisa. That's why if you do it outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv. Manafik Min Beinehon. Now, what's the nafkamina between the following between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? In other words, as the Pnei Moshe explains, there seems to be b'shitas means he has a similar approach, but not exactly the same approach. So what's the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva? So it says the Gemara. I'll tell you. East Tani Tani, there are two different versions in Nei Rebbe Lezer. There's some say Nei Rebbe Lezer that Tzarech Shiem Iluyin L'Shem Chak. Like Mr. Berenson said, you have to fill them up for the purpose of Sukkos. East Tani Tani Shiem Lezer Eino Tzarech Shiem Iluyin L'Shem Chak. Those that say you don't have to fill up the words of Shem Sukkos. Now, Madamar, the actually is the beginning of a question. Says one, wait a minute. Do you want to tell me that he who says you have to fill him up for the purpose of Yontev holds the Rebbe Lezer Krabi Akiva? It's a mitzvah daraisa to do Nisuch Hamayim. So it's a mitzvah daraisa has to be done with special waters. They have to be done l'shem, they have to be drawn from the spring l'shem chag. Right, of course. And he who says that they don't have to be filled up for the purpose of Sukkos, does he hold Rabbi Lezer is kirabanon, meaning that the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim is only the rabbanon, not the raisa? Leis yochil. Can't say that. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Koshit.
What about, according to one who holds the raisa, what about Shabbos?
We're getting there. We're going to speak about that. We're going to get there. Gemara's going to discuss it. So leis yochil. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol shitas Rabbi Lezer, kol shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbo." Rabbi Lezer always followed Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. Come on, Rabbi Kiva, man, nisuch hamayim dvar Torah. Just like Kiva was nisuch hamayim dvar Raisa. Can Rabbi Lezer, man, nisuch hamayim dvar Torah? Also, nisuch hamayim dvar Raisa. So it must be that even if it's Doraisa, there's an opinion that it doesn't need to be filled up L'Shem Chag. In other words, there are two versions named Rabbi Lezer. One is that they have to be filled up L'Shem Chag, and what they don't. One that they don't. But those two opinions do not disagree that Nisuch HaMayim is Doraisa. The question is, however, does that be specifically designated water, as Mr. Branson said before, L'Shem Chag would also imply that it has to be in a Kli Shoreis, or it could be any water. And in fact, the way we're going to Paskin is that it's any water, even though it's the Raisa.
Any water?
Any water.
You spill out
on the Mizbeach. Yeah. Huh? Yes, we're going to see it later on. No, but this machlokas in Rabbi Lezer was about not lachutz, but also lifnim. Would it be nim lo l'shem chag even lifnim or not?
Yeah, but this says if there's nisuch hamayim lachutz.
Yeah.
I thought you said there's a iser.
Right.
So. How is it possible
you're right. It definitely has to be, you're both right. It has to definitely be designated waters in order to be over on Nisuch HaMayim Bachutz. But the question is more about Nisuch HaMayim Bifnim. And okay, to do it outside, you have to take specially designated water. But a generic question, a more general question, which the Yerushalmi was asking, was what about Nisuch HaMayim Bifnim? Do you have to actually designate the waters for Nisuch HaMayim Bifnim? Or so then we had a machlokas in Rabbi Elezer.
Avadi
you have to have it designated beforehand. That makes sense. And the Gemara of the Yerushalmi is going to say that right now. Manavi b'nei, what's the difference in the following two opinions? Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira said, in order to be chayv nisomayim b'chutz, v'ushanisa chloshal lugim ifnim, even more than you people wanted to say. You have to have this big jug, of which you took three lugim, did it inside, v'shloshal lugim b'chutz. And then he did the next three lugim outside. That in order to be chayv, says Rabbi Zira, you have to have taken six lug, of which you already did three inside, and then you do the next three outside.
How many lug is it? Three.
Right. So that's what makes it designated waters that you're over outside. The fact that it's water which you already dead libated for inside.
You say there's three lugim is required.
Right, for Nisuch HaMayim.
So he designated three for Nisuch HaMayim.
He took six.
Just a minute. And three he put in the he put on the Mizbeach. He took out three other lugim of water and he spilled the water on the Mizbeach.
No, outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
Now, there's three
other lugim that
he took and spilled outside. He never designated it as
Hegdash. No, he did.
What?
They did.
He did?
They're in the same
Kaili. This was only one Kaili.
Yeah.
So, it's a question maybe of his career.
They're all Mekudesh B'Kli. That's the bottom line here. This is something which you should be happy with.
What?
You should be happy with this sugya.
If all you require is three,
mm-hmm.
and you put in more, that's Moshe.
Right.
So I don't know. We have to determine and think about, like Kor Mincha, you're supposed to have so much, and you have an extra. How?
Okay. Well, let's look a couple lines further. Is Tani Tani Yesh Lem Shir? There are those who say that it has a shir. Tani Tani Ein Lem Shir. And there are those who say it doesn't have a shear. What does it mean?
It doesn't have a shear. It could be anything.
What does it mean? Right. So what does it mean? East Tani Tani, he who says that it has a shear holds that it's precisely the shear. Three lug, no more, no less. Okay? The other man that has no shear doesn't matter. So by them, Yeshlem shear is like you said, Potzer. In other words, the three lug, you took six lug in a vessel, you put three lug on the mizbeach, that's it. Whatever else is left there, yesh brei or ein brei, I don't think that makes a difference.
Yeah,
but whatever...
Maybe it would make a difference.
Well, the Yushami is obviously saying it doesn't.
What?
Yushami is obviously saying it doesn't. Right. Okay, maybe we could bring that in. I'd rather not. But you could it's a good aura. But the bottom line is that if it has a shear, so above three lug, it's not. Once you pour the three lug on his back, any additional water in the vessel is, it's water, right? It's not nisuch hamayim water. But if ein lam shear, so really all six lug were suitable to be put on the mizbeach. You take three lug, put them outside. That's where you're chayev. Okay. Now you.
You might say that the machlekes could be that he put six lugim in this clay shores. It could be, the machlekes could be that whether the additional is mikudish in the clay shores.
Right. It could be
well,
that you
even
say,
if it,
I don't know.
Even if
yeah,
you say
maybe.
That it's only three.
Yeah.
Because there's a
about Klee Shari's Makarish Mori.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It could be you can learn that way.
Everything is put in the Klei Shoros as Mekudesh.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
That could be another.
Could be a possibility. I agree. Okay, the Yerushalmi continues, Tzrichim Hasfon Lios Pekukim B'Shas HaNisuch. When you pour the water or the wine into the holes on top of the Mizbech, they have to be plugged. Now, you imagine that the way that they looked was plugged. Plugged. Well, the way that Shittim used to look, by which the wine and water used to go down on the Mizbech, is that they were like basins. And at the bottom of the basin, there was a drainage. So like it would be a cup like this, and on the bottom, there was a hole which led down. So they used to stop up this hole when they used to pour the water and the wine in, momentarily.
No, they poured it in two different places.
No, in each one they used to plug it up.
In each one?
Yes.
What was a larger hole?
We're going to discuss that. So says Gemara, my time, why did you do this? Because it says, Bakodesh Hasech Nesech Shechor LaHashem. It says in the Kodesh you should libate a Nesech which looks like Shechor. Shechor means something which makes you intoxicated. So it looks intoxicating when you see that in front of you. So that has to be full. And the Gemara is going to explain it a little better than I'm explaining it later on in a few lines. So in the meantime, the Gemara digresses. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hashis, the hole through which the wine and water used to pour, the two separate holes, they went down to the very depths of the earth. My time, what Pasuk teaches us this? Vayaz Keu, it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Vayaz Keu.
What does it?
Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
Rabbi
Yehuda Omer. The hole went very down to the very depths. My time, what Pasuk teaches us this? Vayaz Keu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he made the basin, well, it's actually...
what's the shadow? That it went all the way down?
Yeah. Vayaz Keu?
Well,
how
else could it be?
No, it's a machlokas. No. It's not so posh, you'll see. Just a minute. Vayaz Keu.
It won't be...
No.
If it wouldn't go down, it would remain
up there. You'll see, just a minute. Vayaz Keu, when the basin was just built, the land was cleared. Hashem surrounded with a fence. Vayaz Keu, he removed the stones from in it. And Rashi said, the Korban Eda says here that he took out the goyim. The stones here are the goyim. He took them out of Eretz Yisrael. He fenced there, so took the goyim out. He planted Eretz Yisrael with beautiful vineyards. And this vineyard refers to the Beis HaMikdosh. And he built a tower in it. And in that tower, which is referring to, is the Kodesh Kodoshim, which was built within the Beis HaMikdosh. Zayecho. And there it said to Kavne the Darshan's the rest of the pasuk it says Bo Yorutz Tzadik V'Nizgav, and that Tzadik V'Nizgav is the Kohen Gadol who would go in, run in, and run out. The Yaakov Chatzabo, and he dug a wine press in it. Zeh Mizbech, that's Mizbech. The Gam Yaakov, and it says V'Gam. What is the V'Gam? Zeh Ashis. This is to referring to the Shis, to the hole. Now Reb Shimon Omer. Meiser Shamayim are you? These sheetim were made in the hands of heaven. Lefishu Meiser Shamayim. Now, you might say since they're made in the hands of heaven, so they're not finished like a craftsman would finish. It's just the way naturally it occurred. Yochel lo you noim ke Meiser Deuman. Were they not as beautiful as that which is made by a craftsman? Tamulom, so the Pasuk says, Chamuke Yerechaich. I'm going to learn the Pasuk the way, the Gilead Ephraim learns it. Chamukei Rechaich, the secrets of your thighs, Kimo Choloim, made look sick, Maise Deoma, that which is made by a craftsman. In other words, the secret areas of your thighs were the areas in which the wine would fall and the water would fall so to speak, down the legs of the base of the Mizbeach into the ground.
I understand the question of the Yerushalmi. For sure, if it's made by Shemayim, it would be better.
But the whole world is made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
What?
The whole world is made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
No, here there's a whole clear with the base Hamikdash. It will be built by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, for sure it's going to be perfect.
What's
the
shaila? So you know the answer.
No, I don't know.
No, you do. Maisa means that it was a naturally occurring thing.
What?
Not that it was built special. Not that the Hava means...
Maisa
Shemayim means that was made by nature.
Right.
Because it was made, it occurred naturally. It's like a natural formation, which is not as beautiful as one which is crafted by a human being. Okay, but that's who Shami saying. Chas v'chalila or not chas v'chalila, as I state. What can I tell you? All right. Well, if you get a better explanation, look at Pnei Moshe says like me though. So, Tani, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok. Now, Rabbi Lezer Tzadok argues. He holds the sheet that did not go all the way down. He says, there was a trap door between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and between the sanctuary and the Mizbeach. Achas Lishim Rishonah, once every 70 years, Hayapirchi Kuna Yordim, the young Kohanim would go down.
It did go down.
No, it didn't go all the way down. It was a door. It was a chamber down there.
When it went down, the
sheitan didn't go all the way down the ground. They went into a chain down into the very depths of the earth. They went through the chamber beneath the Mizbeach. And therefore, once every 70 years,
the
Bavli
says this.
I know the Bavli says this. So?
Think this,
right.
Yeah.
Same machlokas.
In the Bavli?
Yes. At the end of the fourth parak of Sukkah. Umayin noisam b'kedusha. And they'll take it up the wine up Bikdusha. And Korish Kigule Dvela, it was coagulated, good word. Like Kigule Dvela, like compressed dates. We'll buy him the service of Bikdusha and they'll come and burn in a holy place. Now, Kishab why? Kishab Shah Bikdusha, just like it was poured in a holy place, Kakari says Fos Bikdusha, they'll burn in a holy place. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Hey, this is going back to the pasuk of Haseich Nesek Shechor LaHashem. Reishit Fistcha HaTorah. See that the Torah has applied to you Lashon Chib to the Nesachim, Lashon Chiba, a Lashon which is indicates being precious, love, Lashon Siva, Lashon of satiation, Lashon Shichus, a Lashon of intoxication. So Bakodesh Haseich Nesek Shechor LaHashem indicates a relationship which has of intensity and conviviality, which is indicated by the wine being there. Rabbi Rabbi Lakar B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Nachman said, this is not in the Bavli as far as I recall, Mishachar HaBeis HaMiklash, once the Beis HaMiklash was destroyed, Pasak Yayin Koresh, there no longer is that delicacy of coagulated wine, which was once a very big delicacy, U'Paskos Chuz Levan, they no longer have white glass. Maus chukas levana, what's white glass? There's a lot of white glass. Any clear glass could be called white glass. No. They had choice of miskapelas. They had white glass, which was so fine and so that it could be bent. It was actually malleable in the hand. So we have that nowadays too. It's called plastic. But in the old days, they had actually glass, which could be bent. And when the basin is destroyed, they lost that special technique. Hamaboyin Meimer, now they want to say, Hamaube Shamayim. This is a difficult. Here I'm going to have to change the gears a little bit. The Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael did it. Does it? Hamaboyin Meimer. They wanted to say, pay attention carefully, because it's not going to change the gears. Hamaboyin Meimer, they wanted to say, Hamaube Shamayim, the thicker one is of water. Vamedek Shine, and the thinner hole is of wine. They want to say that because how many lug of water do you spill?
Three.
How many lug of wine? Only one. It's only one lug of wine in the Sakhim. So if that's the case, you need a smaller hole for the wine than for the water.
Wine is thicker than water.
Oh. So the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, now really should say me the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Rabbi Yami, name Rabbi Yami. Now look, I'm going to change this because the way it's written, it doesn't really make sense. The way it's written, the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael changes it. He says me the Amar Rabbi
Yehuda,
Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael. It's not on the page. It's a different sefer, separate sefer. Midam Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yami Nekev she'eno motzi. It should be Nekev shemotzi mayim eno motzi yain. A hole which lets water drip out of a vessel does not let wine drip out of a vessel because wine is thicker. So you need a larger hole to get wine out. And shemotzi yain, a hole which lets wine out, eino motzi shem, it does not take oil out, because oil is even more viscous and thicker than wine, so it needs an even thicker hole. V'shem motzi shem, and a hole which lets oil out, eino motzi dvash, doesn't let the honey out, because honey is even thicker than oil. So therefore, v'afilu teimar chilufin, you could even say that the opposite, that the hole of the water, the hole of the water was actually thinner, was a smaller hole than the hole of the wine.
There's less viscosity.
Right, less viscosity, so the water goes down quicker. So the wall of the hole, even though it was three luke, right, even though it was three luke, it would still go down faster than the wine. And we want them to go down at the same rate. So therefore the drainage hole for
the wine was really thicker.
Yeah,
they have now.
Well, much thicker, right.
Nowadays it could
put in much water, too much water, yeah, sure. So, the Rabbi Yehuda now says, Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the whole of the Rabbi Omer, Milogia Manasseh Kol Shmoina. Rabbi Yehuda said, of course, that there was a log of each. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that the whole of the wine also held the opposite, that the whole of the wine had to be Menasseh Kol Shmona.
Lug on what?
Of water. He held there's only one lug, not three.
Water.
So according to him, for Shteitzach, obviously, there had to be a much thinner hole for the wine, for the water, than there was for the wine. Okay?
So they have the same shear.
They have the same shear, and they have to go down at the same rate. Hashem Elokish bo kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem Elokish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Hikdimon lezevach mayim. What's halacha if the nisuch hamayim and yain on sukkahs are done before musaf? The zevach means the zevach hayoyim. Or nischam belayla mayim. What if you did it at night? Is it what's halacha? Lo nisuch hayoyim if you missed the day. Ma'ush nasuch hamark and make it out the next day. He said, Nishmina minado. Let's hear from here. Dom Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi name Rabbi Yossi, unisocher. It says unisocher rabin, which means echa nischei mayim v'echa nischei yayin. The parameters are both the same. Hadamra, this teaches us that higdim lezeva kosher. I really misspoke before. The question was about nisuch hamayim. And the answer is that since nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayin are connected, and we know that Nisuch HaYayin can come before the Korban Musaf, even though you might think the Nesachim can't come before the Korban, right? The Nesachim are attached to the Korban, they should come in with after the Korban. No, they can't come before the Korban. And just like the Nisuch HaYayin can come before the Korban, so too the Nisuch HaMayim can come before the Korban.
Let's talk about the Musaf.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were to bring some korbanos before the korban musaf, it's so the question is the korban tomet. After the korban tomet, you should bring it. But the musaf,
right?
So, the korban musaf is kosher to kol hayom.
Right, but the nesachim are part of the korban musaf.
Yeah, what?
The nesachim are part of the musaf.
Yeah, well, that's.
Right, that's what we're saying, but the Evan, it's not a problem.
Because the Korban Musaf is kosher kol hayom. Now what about the Nesachim? Are they also kosher?
Yes, not Nisuch HaYayin, and we learn from there to Nisuch HaMayim. Not just kol hayom, But there's an additional aspect. That's what we're about to learn. Nischem balayla kosher. Nisuch, both Yan and Mike, it's like Zevorim. It can even come at night.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like a carbon.
It's like Zevorim. Yeah. It's not like the dam. It's like Zevorim u Pedorim. Right. Okay? Yeah, Chathila, do it at night.
Yeah, if you put it on the
Mizbeach
before night, you can burn all that.
No, you can put it on even at night, the
Chathila.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right, let's go further. Lo nisech hayoim, if you didn't do the nisech today, lo yinasech lamachra, you can't do it tomorrow. Al shame, even though it says it was an al, it's supposed to be with an I, and the carbon eder changes it. Al shame over yoimo, but over carbono. You miss
over,
a day.
Over
carbono. You miss a day, you miss the carbon. Rabbona marbi maimu mati miyomim. Now, Rabbona said that it was a lot, there's more water, 3 lug.
Well, why is it
muter
by Laila? Is there
a
pusik?
I don't know. We have to look by Nisuch Hayayin. I don't remember. But we're saying that Nisuch Hayayin is muter at night, and so to Nisuch Hamayim. I don't remember why Nisuch Hayayin is muter at night.
Nisuch Hayayin, you talk about the
regular. Song. Yeah.
Regular,
the
song.
Yeah.
By Karmincha.
By any carbon. I mean, Chosam is going to Barsha Shores near Barsha Nesu and Lyle, so behind Kanisko.
That's by Korminka.
By Musaf.
They brought a Korminka.
Yeah. The Nesachim is part of the Mincha.
What?
The Nesachim is part of the additional Mincha.
Yeah, but the Mincha, I don't know if we can bring a Mincha.
I don't know. The mincha is different. This
they
is part. Yeah, the mincha you don't. But there's no mincha. The mincha has no shirayim, which goes on the mizbeach. There's nothing parallel to Yevarim of Torim by mincha. But no, that's not parallel to mincha. The nesachim is different than a mincha. A mincha, once you put the kometz on the mizbeach, there's nothing else that goes on the mizbeach. The kometz has to come during the day. The nesachim are not the same thing. All right, so it says where Rabbona Marbi Mayim, they say bring more water, 3 lug, Umatim B'yomim, but less days, only 7 days. Rabbi Mayim B'mayim, but this says you bring more water.
Rabbona Marbi Mayim, what do you mean Marbi?
3 lug. 3 lug, more water, more volume.
Not more than 3 lug.
Not more, no. Umatim B'yomim, but only 7 days. Rabbi Mayim B'mayim, Rabbi Yudah says less water. Only one lug of water, but Marbi Yomim, he does also Shmini Atzeres. He says you have to bring the water also in Shmini Atzeres. Now, going further, look, we had 3 tzedokim. We had this come already in Yuma. There are 3 tzedokim. One tzedoki did on Yom Kippur, went Lifnai V'Lifnim. He did the Ktores before he went in. Remember that tzedoki?
Three
tzedokim.
Three
tzedokim.
Tzedokim.
Yes. Bad things.
They spilled on their leg.
Whoa! No, only one of them. Huh? One of them did. There are 3. Listen, one of them went lifnai put did the ktores before he entered the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. The other one, when he did the paraduma, he refused to do it until Harev Shemesh. Remember, we hold that a Tvul Yom can make Paraduma. This Tzedoki went. Right, but this Tzedoki waited till Harev Shemesh. The other Tzedoki, the last Tzedoki, what he did is on Yosukis, instead of pouring the water down, pour it on his feet. So the Shaila is how many Tzedoki does it take to change a light bulb? No. The Shaila is how many of these people were there? Were there 3 separate people, the same person, or 2 people? Okay, no, it's not. No, let the Gemara say it. Says, let the Gemara say it. It's the boy, the member, those who wanted to say, he the Parah, he the Sukkah, he the Kippurim. They're all three the same guy. Rabbi Simon Lomar came. Rabbi Simon said it cannot be. He said, Ela o de par de sukkahad, either the guy of the paraduma and the guy of sukkahs was one guy, or the kippurim chad and the guy of Yom Kippur was another guy. Or the par of the kippurim chad or the guy of paraduma and Yom Kippur was one guy, the sukkahad and the sukkah was another guy. Now, how do we, what's the difference? The one who says, not so many days passed until he died, it was the same guy. First he did Yom Kippur, he went in Lifnai V'Lifnim the wrong way. Then, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he did the Paraduma incorrectly. Finally, Sukkot came, he did it to the Nisan Avaya properly, and they killed him. So he was all the same guy. Okay? Just a second. Ma'adamar Yotza Chotomo Menaze Mizane Toloim. The opinion, the Bryson says, that as he came out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, his nose was giving forth worms, and there was an angel's foot which looked like a calf's hoof on his forehead, and he dropped that on the spot.
Yeah.
That so it can't be made. He didn't make it to Sukkot, right? So,
where's the case where they bombarded him with their?
That's this case here. That's this case.
No, that's a different case.
No, that's this case. The guy did the Nisuch HaMayim wrong.
What?
That's the guy who did the Nisuch HaMayim wrong.
Yeah, if that's the case...
Yeah.
If we say, like the story over here, that he came and he was killed a sort of unnatural death...
Hit by a car.
But if they...
In the middle of...
They were cycling with the skiller.
Yeah.
They threw this ring in.
Yeah.
So it's not the one that was killed. It was a different story.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We're
going to
get to it.
Yeah.
Let him get to it.
So it says, that's commandamar o de par de sukkahad, so can't they be the same guy? Because we have two deaths. One on Yom Kippur, one on Sukkot. So either the guy who did the Paradum was the same guy at Sukkot, and the Kippurim Chad and the guy on Yom Kippur is another Tzoki, or the part of the Kippurim Chad, or the guy who did the Paradum wrong, and Yom Kippur was the same guy, and the Sukkot was another guy. Now, when these episodes happened, Tzof Chalei and Azara, there was a Basco which came out from the walls of the Azara. Tzumikan! Tzumikan B'nei Eli! It's interesting, they were Tzedokim. But they were still from the grandchildren of Chofni and Pinchas, the ones who went bad at times of Eli. Timasan Basil Kena, you defiled the house of our God. Now, Boba Yoman, they threw their slogan at the guy on the Mizbeach, whichever one it was, Stokey number one or Stokey number two. So, Nifkimo Kerna Mizbeach, the horn of the Mizbeach was damaged. The Nosnu Olav Gusha Melech, and they put on it a block of salt, Shlo Yanira Kapogam, so it shouldn't look damaged. Shukom Mizbeach Shein Lo Karen Misovev, any Mizbeach which doesn't have a horn or a walkabout to walk on it halfway up, the Yisod or a foundation, Pogamu is damaged and it cannot be used. Now, we get back to a theological question about Yom Kippur. It's nothing to do with Sukkah. Bon Kumiravo, the Asparavo. How could the Malach have killed the Tzedokah in the Kodesh Kodashim? That he came out with a Malach's footprint in his forehead. V'oksi doesn't say, Kol Adam lo yeh bo moed b'vol chaper b'kodesh atzeso. It says, no human being should be in the Olam Moed, in the entire Kodesh area, when the Kohen Gadol goes in until he comes out. And we say that we dash in not just human beings. Even though it was those about whom it says that their face is like human beings, but the rest of their body is angelic, angels, they too, they also can't be no more when the Kohen Gadol comes to atone for in the Kodesh. So if that's the case, how could the Malach come and kill him? Says Mar, I'm alone. So he said to them, "B'shoshu nichnas kedarko." When the Kohen Gadol goes in the right way, so then he creates a special aura of kedusha. Even the malachim stay away. But this Kohen Gadol is at Stoki. He went in the wrong way, so the malachim came and they killed him. Okay. of next Mishnah. K'maaseh b'chol kach maaseh b'Shabbos. Now you asked before about how we did Nisuch HaMayim on Shabbos. We did it. The same way we did on weekday, we did it on Shabbos. Ela shehayim memalim Erev Shabbos. But you used to fill up from Erev Shabbos Chavish Shol Zohav, a golden pitcher, she'enu mekudeshes, which is not a kli charis, wasn't holy. Mina shiloach, from the shiloach, a spring. Or menicha b'lishka, you put it in the office in the base of Mikdash. Nishbecha nizgalsa. Now, in general, not just on Shabbos, what happens if you designate a vessel and it was got spilled out or got opened overnight, right? And you know if it gets opened overnight, you can't use it the next day because we're afraid a snake drank from it, right? You don't have to have special waters. You can go and just fill it up from the kior. The reason why you can't use the stuff which is from yesterday is because it was left open overnight. It's no longer suitable for the mizbech.
The week, why would you have to pour special before? Pour it right before the Nisuch HaMayim.
No, you're right. The Megulim problem only happened on Shabbos. But Nishbechu could happen even during the week.
You mean they first spilled they spilled it in from the
from the Kli, right.
Yeah.
Lomli Chena Mekudeshes. Why did they have to put it on Shabbos into a Kli which is not Mekudesh, Afilu Mekudeshes, even if it's a Mekudesh Kli? Located Rabbi Yachon, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yachon, Rabbi Chanina, Moshe, Rabbi Yosa, Pikidashta Samizbeyach. The Yom Mizbech Kodesh Kodoshim, sanctify Mizbech, and only then will the Mizbech be holy. Ma Mizbech and Mekadosh Shel Midash, just like you need human intent in order to consecrate the Mizbech, have Kalim Lo Yikadosh Shel Midash, so too the Kalim are not Mekadosh unless there was intent to do so. So therefore, put the water in the Kali, but say, I don't want the Kli Shoritz to be Mekadosh it until the next day. So even though it's overnight in the Kli Shoritz, let it not become possible Belina, as most things in the Kli Shoritz do become, because I'll say I don't have intent for the Kli Shoritz to be Mekadosh the next day. I don't know if it says Midas and Shlom Midas. You check that out. So in any event, Chizki Amar,
anything that touches the
I don't know if that's true. But in any event, here it's by Kli Shoritz, it's certainly not the case. So they say it's a gzera. Chizki Amar, Shlo Yu Omrim, it's a Marisayan issue. People shouldn't say, Reino Mayim Shaha. We see water, Shnei Smal, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. We see water, which is filled for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Nivsoim Belina, it gets Pasul Belina, right? Which is in fact the case if you didn't have a kior. And he filled up water in a keli. You know, the only reason the kior didn't become pasul at night is because the water in basin didn't become pasul because he lowered it into the ground. But otherwise, it becomes pasul, leave it overnight. So people are going to say, hey, wait a minute. If this is why, if that becomes pasul, why doesn't this become pasul? So it's a Meir Sinai issue. The base Rabbi Yana, Rim Shloy Yomim, Ra'inu Me'achad, Nifson Belina. Let's extrapolate from here to Kiddush Adayim Raglayim waters. Let's say these waters themselves become pasul. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, our bottom line is, Mivnei Marisayin. The reason why we don't leave in Kli Shoritz overnight is because of Marisayin. V'loyadi, we don't know ever Inka Dod Chizkiyo. The Marisayin problem is that people might extrapolate to a case of Kli Shoritz Daim Raglayim water like Chizkiyo. Inka Dod Rabbi Yochanan, or like that which Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei Hakol. Now, these words, Divrei Hakol, cause all the Mefarshim problems. What does it mean, Divrei Hakol? The word Divrei Hakol non sequitur. What does Divrei Hakol mean? So it could be the way, I could, you know, now that I look at it, I'm thinking maybe what it should have said is Rabbi Yochamar, Divrei Hakol mivnei Marisayin. It's everybody agrees both Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chizki hold it's a Marisayin problem, right? But that's not what the Mefarshim say. One interpretation is that the Gilui Ephraim brings down that Rabbi Yana Rabbi Yanai, everybody agrees with, because Rabbi Yanai says that the that Nisuch water becomes pasul overnight if it's left in a Kli Shoritz. That everybody agrees. However, what Rav Chizkiya said is not Divrei Hakol, because their Shita said in fact the kior did not have to be sunk into the ground overnight. That Mayim for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim does not become pasul Belina. So therefore, not everybody would agree to Chizkiya's Marisayin. Because Chizkis Marisayin is predicated on the assumption that we paskin that water of Kior becomes pustle overnight.
What would happen if people would say that what kind of kyoko can come out of it?
People think that that you're using pasul waters.
What?
People think you're using pasul water for nitzuch. Yeah, it's good for
elch, I think. They're marked with they shouldn't be. They won't be using it.
No, but that's exactly the point. That's why we didn't put in Kli Shoreis and say, my das is that the Kli Shoreis shall be Makadish the next day. Because people won't understand that and they'll think it was a Kli Shoreis overnight and they'll say we're using pasul waters for nitzuch hamayim. And that everybody's going to hold is a psul. But wait, I want to tell you, the Mashbiach, Rabbi Sivitz, he says, Rabbi Sivitz, the rabbi of Pittsburgh, wrote a Perush in Yerushalmi. His name is Rabbi Sivitz. He wrote a sefer called the Mashbiach. So Rabbi Sivitz says, this Divrei HaKol is Rashi Tevis. You got to hand it for creativity. I don't know if it's true.
What's the Rashi
Tevis? First, I want to tell you what he points out. It says, before it said the base Rabbi Yanai, right? And here it says Rabbi Yanai, right? So he says this Divrei HaKol was really written on the side of the Gemara by some Sofer or some Talmud. And what he meant to write is a Rashi Tevis. Divrei HaKol stands for the base, Dalet Beis is the base. Reshut is Rabbi Yanai. Then he had the dash. Hachi Ksiv Le'el. Hey is Hachi, Kaf is Ksiv, and Lamed is Le'el. So whoever was learning in this Gemara, he saw, before it said the base Rabbi Yanai, and now it's Rabbi Yanai, here it says Rabbi Yanai. So he wrote, on the side of his Gemara, the base Rabbi Yanai, Hachi Ksiv Le'el. Here it's you should know that even though it says Rabbi Yanai, it's really the base Rabbi Yanai, like it says previously.
Good to me. All right.
Rabbi Pedos Hashem, let's finish the parrot. Rabbi Pedos Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua said, May Saita Nifson, just a couple more minutes. May Saita Nifson Belina. If you leave waters for a Saita overnight, they become possible Belina. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Mora argues. Rabbi Yaakov Hashem, even though it seems that the Rambam Paskins this way, Rabbi Yaakov Hashem Ravuna says, Kol she'en mimenu l'mizbeach. Nothing goes to the mizbeach from the sota waters. Who gets the water? The sota, the woman herself. So ain lina bosel spoke, he left there overnight. Havim boy meimar of our behavi, they want to say, what a b'dieved, you brought water which was left open overnight. Not a klisharis, but left open overnight. So you brought it, but the evidence, it's okay. Kosher. Says more, no. Tan Rabbi Yeshua de Rumya, Kumi Rabbi Yaina, Shamayim, Vayayin, Amagulin, if you leave water or wine overnight, pass Psulim Yagab Mizbech. Why? Because it's not nice. It's not their Acheretz. My Taima, what Pasuk teaches us, the Seachon Minavtson Minamasayim, when you bring in carbon, it should be the one sheep out of every 200, Mimashki Yisroel, from that which is the beverage of Am Yisroel. What does it mean, Mimashki Yisroel, the beverage of Am Yisroel? For that which a human being would drink. And a human being is not going to drink water left overnight. Now, since that's the case, so even if the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be killed by the water from which a snake drank, but since a human being wouldn't drink it, it's not there, it's to bring it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says, okay, fine, I could do mine. What about yain? Now, water, once a snake drinks it, there's nothing to do. But wine, if a snake drinks it, you can pass it through a strainer. And only the wine goes through, and the poison stays on top of the dregs. So maybe a human being can drink wine even after a snake, even after it's left open, so maybe you can bring them his back. No, because I'm Rabbi Shubsay, Hamisamech Elokim Vanashim. It says the wine you bring to Hashem has to be wine which makes man and God happy. And even though you might drink the wine, you ain't going to be too happy drinking for it. So therefore, you can't bring it together with your purpose.